Welcome to the okay. Hello, everyone.
Hey guys, welcome back.
So today we will be talking about what are we gonna be talking about today on the podcast?
Looks like we have some NBA stuff to talk about. This off season is
of course.
This off season is a little spicy.
I don't want to cut you off, but I gotta cut you off.
Okay.
We always gotta start the podcast because our main listeners will be people looking to cop some shoes. So here it is. Okay, guys. This is the bypass. This is the jig. Okay. You have to go to adidas.com, and you just wait. That's it. And for Yeezy Supply, here's the jig, okay? You guys have to subscribe to the podcast, and if you can, only if you can, feel free to support us. If you go to the Anchor webpage, I believe you can support us for $5 a month. Thank you so very much. Now, I will tell you what they have fixed, okay? They have fixed the one where you put an item in your cart before the actual drop, and then you delete that item from your cart. You cannot use that anymore because if you click that bookmarked link, it will say this checkout page has gone out. So don't use that. So my only tip for you is it's luck. Do virtual machines. My friend said virtual machines, that's it. Run 10 virtual machines. That's the best way. But really, it's all luck. That's all I can help you. Hey, it's not a definite comp, but I'm helping you guys. Okay, so now that the sponsorship is out of the way, pretty much, let's begin. So today is July 25, 2021, and
wait, yeah, you're right, 2021. Okay.
And I'm having amnesia right now. Can you help me remember what your name is, my friend?
Japan.
Oh yes, Japan. No, I'm Japan.
No, I'm Japan.
I think you're Tokyo.
You know what? I'll be Carl. My name is Carl.
Okay. So we have Carl. I'm Japan.
Hello, today, everybody.
Russell Westbrook was just traded to. I don't think our earphone listeners will enjoy that loud laugh of
yours. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry those. That's why I was trying to push my voice away.
You should put your Ooh. Mouth away when
Anyways.
You do that. So, Russell Westbrook to the Thunder. I mean, Russell Westbrook to the
Rockets.
To the Rockets.
What are your thoughts on that, Japan?
No. I'm asking you. What are your thoughts?
Oh, my thoughts first. How okay,
dare
well.
You? How
well,
dare you?
I don't. I feel like it will work. At the same time, it won't. Russell Westbrook has a very big personality, as we all know.
No.
Yeah, he does.
If triple doubles is a big personality, then I guess.
I'm not saying.
I mean, he just fills the stat sheet.
I'm not saying that he doesn't do it.
I know what to do.
Like
he just. I mean, if filling the box score and filling the stat sheet is a personality.
No,
I
I'm
guess.
Saying. I'm saying, look.
I never knew filling the stat sheet with 30 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists every night.
I'm not saying he's not good.
Oh my gosh.
He's not good.
Oh my gosh.
But do you think him and Harden will be well together? I know they were teammates before,
yes.
But.
So on the Thunder, Harden and Russell walked. On the Rockets, Harden and Russell will run.
You think so? They're going to take off?
Offset.
Whoop, whoop.
Quavu.
You're so funny, Japan.
Oh, thanks, Carl. You're my favorite mailman.
Oh,
and if you,
you
don't understand that, then you need to watch more NBA, kiddos. Okay, so you think he's going to do bad?
I'm not saying he's going to do bad. I'm saying it's a...
Do you think it's a good fit?
I do. I think it is a pretty good fit.
Okay, then why did you start by saying he has a big ego?
Because he does. And when you look at what happened with CP3 and James Harden.
No, CP3 never has a big ego. CP3 is just sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what?
Exactly.
No,
have a big
you've taken it out and you've pissed me off. You know, Carl, you've pissed me off royally. Extendedly.
But you're right. CP3
doesn't
have a big ego.
No, Carl.
Look what happens.
Will you let me talk, Carl?
All right.
Will you let me talk, Carl?
Will you let me finish?
Carl.
Will you let me finish, Japan?
I was the one who needs to finish.
What?
I'm the one who needs to finish. So how about I finish, and then you can finish after me.
All right, go ahead, finish.
Now let's talk.
Go ahead, finish.
Now, okay, let's talk about CP3 and his terrible. Let's look up his contract, okay? Let me look up. Say whatever you were going to say. I'm going to look up his contract real quick. And just show you how disgusting and how much of a thief this man is, okay? Please talk into the mic, sir.
All right.
Or we will lose followers.
Chris Paul contract?
Yeah, watch. Look at this. His contract is, see, 4 year, $159 million with the Rockets. So annual average salary of $40 million.
Okay.
You think Chris Paul at 34 years old is worth $40 million?
Hell no.
Why did the Rockets? What is wrong with the Rockets? No. So I think this is a win-win for the Rockets,
especially in the last season. What the hell? He didn't even do anything last season.
Russell Westbrook. I think they're basically the so Russell Westbrook's contract with the Thunder was also basically $40 million. Basically. So I mean, would you have Russell Westbrook or
Chris Paul? I'd definitely rather have Russ.
Russ. So
yeah, Russ is in his prime. He averages triple doubles. Come on.
He literally averages triple doubles for the entire season.
Exactly.
And people just throw it away and say, oh, he's just a stat. He doesn't care about the team. What do you think about the people?
Injury.
What do you think? Yes. What do you think about the people that say, yeah, he may fill the stat sheets, the box scores, but he doesn't care about the team. He sacrifices the team morale, teamwork for individual stats. What do you say to that? I say, how does that even make sense? Because let's remember that one integral part of the triple double is assists. And how can you be dishing out assists if all you care about is stats and not teamwork? Because what is an assist? Define an assist for us, Carl. Because I don't think these kids on Twitter understand what an assist is.
Obviously, an assist is when you pass the ball to your teammates and they score.
Okay. So
that's what they count.
Could you say an assist is the most unselfish thing a player can do in basketball?
It's not. I mean, yeah, I would say it is.
Yes. So then how can someone who gets 10 assists with just ignore the 30 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists a night. How can a person who consistently averages 10 assists a night not care about the team? Tell me, please. Well, first of all, do you agree with the people that say, oh, Russell is just a stat filler, stat stuff.
He doesn't care. No, I think he's just a natural scorer, you know? You can't really stop him from getting the points.
No, but what... Because I think the main argument that people that call him a stat stuffer say is that he'll have 30 points and like 5 rebounds and 10 assists in the game, and then he'll do whatever it takes to get 5 more rebounds. I think that's what people are arguing.
Oh, I see what you mean. So he just wants his stats. Okay. That I can...
More important than that the game. I haven't watched him enough to confirm that's true.
Some of his plays are a little questionable. I've seen last season when some of his plays, like PG was wide open, right? But he, instead of like passing it to him, he just goes for it. He just drives through.
Who?
Westbrook. Which is fine because everyone knows he can score.
Wait, who's?
But
wait,
like
what? Like, what did you say about PG?
So last season, I would see how sometimes PG was like wide open, but instead of passing it to PG so that he can make a shot, Westbrook decides to like just drive for it, just go all the way in.
Carl, how can you say this information when full knowingly you only read the highlights? How could you know such intricate detail?
But that's what I'm saying though. It's like, yeah,
I'm saying you're saying that no, you've watched him. But the thing is, I've never seen you. Maybe at the most 5 games during the whole season. That's not enough as a sample.
You don't know what I do home alone. I watch a lot of NBA. I watch a lot of Stephen A.
Okay, so you're telling me during the 2018-2019 season, you were just randomly watching Russell Westbrook.
Not randomly. Multiple times. Not randomly watching. Randomly watching. It would just be whatever would cue it. The game highlights.
But why would you be looking at Thunder highlights when you're a Laker fan?
I am a Laker fan, but I like to diversify, you know, my portfolio, see what the other teams are doing.
You're disgusting.
All right, well,
you're disgusting. Well, you know what? Okay, well, you know what?
All right, you know what? You know what's disgusting?
No, no.
The Heat.
Who got Jimmy B?
Okay, you guys got Jimmy B.
Let's go!
That's it though, right? Who else you guys got? No one else.
Jimmy
no
B.
No one else.
Jimmy no B and the Young Core. Jimmy B and the Young Core can beat any Laker team. Anthony Davis, who's that?
No one else.
Boogie Cousins, who's that? LeBron, we already had him. We already had him.
No one else.
You know what? Since you want to make fun of me for being a Heat fan, even though I'm a Heat lifer for life. Although, if they do not make the playoffs, my thing is I choose a playoff team. But I'm still a Heat lifer for life. Now, since you brought up my Heat, you know what? Let me bounce it right back to you and bring up your disgusting and vile and toxic love for your Los Angeles Lakers.
Love my Lakers.
Your Lakers. You know what? Carl, let me ask you, Carl Malone, if you will. How does it feel knowing the Clippers are now
a the contender? Team
to No, not just contenders, nope. Carl Malone. No. No.
Nope, hello? They're contenders. Hello?
Okay. Not just contenders, but that they are the team. They are the team to beat in the West.
Oh,
they are the number one.
Why? Just because they got Kawhi Leonard?
No, they're the number one. If you were to bet today, the odds of winning the NBA championship, who's at number one, Carl? That's right.
The Lakers.
The Los Angeles.
Lakers.
Clippers. 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 Clippers.
You know what?
How does it feel? Just enjoying your July 4th Independence Day. Thinking that the next day, oh, Kawhi to the Lakers, we got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. How does it feel knowing 2 days later that he picked the Clippers?
To be honest, Japan, feel? I already knew he wasn't going to come Lakers.
But Kawhi don't want to play you know the what, Lakers. Carl, don't lie to me when
he don't
when,
want another Carl. He don't want another ring.
Carl,
he don't want another ring.
Carl, don't lie to me when you say you dreamt about it.
I okay.
You thought about
oh,
it.
Oh, I dreamt.
You wanted
about
it to happen.
It was that girl that I wanted but never could get.
You were just thinking of this three-headed monster of Anthony Davis, I was like, LeBron James, and Kawhi the Leonard. Claw.
Oh,
Boardman
the Claw.
Gets paid Leonard.
Ha ha ha!
What a nightmare it must have been for you.
It's fine. I honestly like the lineup
and
we
you
have.
You know what you got instead?
Anthony you got Davis.
You got
six-time Boogie All-Star MVP.
Cousins in his a shadow of himself. And of course the most nasty man in Rajon Rondo. How does that feel?
To be honest, our lineup's just looking like the Pelicans 2 years ago.
Speaking of the Pelicans, how does it feel knowing you've lost Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and whoever else you lost? I don't even know.
Josh
anymore.
Hart.
Josh Hart. How does that feel?
I'm a little saddened about Josh Hart.
Were they worth
Ingram? And
were they worth Anthony Davis?
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%.
Were they worth
that was
Anthony
a right
Davis?
Move.
And
we
and,
kept
and,
Kuzma.
And a,
Kuz control.
And a,
Kuzma.
And the loss of your young core that could be perennial all stars, if not superstars,
we'll
in the foreseeable future.
We'll
How
see.
Does that feel? How does that
feel? I think it's worth it. Anthony Davis is in his prime right now.
You know what's sad?
What?
That you guys would have a chance, but who's your coach? Who's the Lakers coach?
God.
Tell me. Carl Malone.
Frank Vogel.
Frank Vogel.
Head coach Frank Vogel.
Frank Vogel. Although he had a good track record when he was the Pacers head coach, he does not stand nor compare to the NBA championship winning Doc Rivers.
You're right.
Can you?
It doesn't.
Let me give you this scenario, okay, Carl. Do you know Kawhi's defensive ability?
Oh my! Do not even play about his defense.
Carl,
ability.
Do you know about
the claw? Is the
Paul
claw.
George's defensive ability?
Paul George is up there. He's definitely in my
although
top
although
five.
Although
in
we do
five.
We have to admit, it was disgusting that what Dame did to him. That was I got chills thinking about it. Wow.
Ooh.
Sorry, PG.
Dame,
but
you didn't have to do him nasty like
that. Yeah, you didn't have to
Jesus.
Do him nasty like that. And how about this? Carl, do you know a Patrick Beverly? The defensive ability of a Patrick
I
fucking
knew you were
going to
bring
Beverly.
Patrick Beverly.
Patrick Beverly! Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, all playing defense at the same time. How does that feel? How scary must that be?
That's honestly, that's very scary.
What a defensive head that is.
But have you seen the Lakers' offensive head? You got LeBron James. You got Anthony Davis.
Patrick Beverley can lock down LeBron. You got Kyle Kuzma. Patrick Beverley himself can lock down LeBron. Next. Anthony Davis, easy lockdown. Kawhi, next.
You sure about
that? Who else you got?
You sure about that?
You think AD's
a big boy?
Kuzma?
AD's a big boy.
You think Kuzma?
Not to mention, we have a pretty decent shooter now in Danny Green. Welcome to the team, Danny.
Bonafide scrub.
Oh, Japan! You was just hating on my Laker boys. My Laker boys. We got Danny Green.
Hey guys,
who just won an NBA championship.
Hey guys, I'm Carl. We got Danny Green. A sharp shooter.
Remind me who the Heat have?
A bonafide.
Remind me who the Heat have?
The Heat have.
That's right, Jimmy Butler.
Oh,
that's
Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy.
Oh, did I hear Buckets. Jimmy Buckets?
Who didn't even Jimmy help Buckets? That much?
He Jimmy
did not
Buckets?
Help the 76ers last season.
We got Jimmy Buckets, and we got a rising star with our 13th pick in the NBA draft, Tyler Herro. Yes, yes, yes. He is my hero.
Who picked up that one guy, Bol Bol? I thought you guys did.
No, I think Bol Bol went to... I don't know where he went to. I don't even think he was drafted.
He was. Bol Bol was drafted.
Yeah, but it was like in the second draft.
He was drafted last, though. Yeah. He's 7 something, right? Yeah.
Okay, so let's complete the next acquisition moves. Let's talk about Brooklyn. What do you think?
Ooh, who did they pick up? Let me see here.
Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving.
That is a scary team right there.
But they're just
that
they're
is
not
a scary
gonna,
team.
It's not gonna come into fruition until Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
comes
until
back.
Kevin is back
in probably 2020.
Which is fine, but when he's back, that's the team to beat in the East. I'm telling you right now, that's the team
no,
to beat in the
76ers.
East. 76ers, I guess, if you know. Mm-hmm. Embiid and...
Imagine if Kyrie or even just Kevin Durant would have joined the Bucks. Everything would have changed.
Oof.
The
oh,
Bucks,
boy!
Do you think the Bucks need another superstar?
At least. Because let's face it.
Chris Middleton isn't enough.
No, Chris Middleton's good, but...
But he's not enough.
He's not that push that they need, you know?
Do you think Giannis is overrated?
Oh, no. Giannis is definitely not overrated.
I think Giannis is overrated.
Why do you think he's overrated? He's so good.
Did he deserve the MVP?
I think he did.
Because, here, let's
he
look at the stats.
He did so much for the Bucks. Look at...
Let's look at the stats.
When was the last time you
let's
saw
the
Bucks go to a playoffs game?
Carl, just so you know, Giannis has been a Buck for more than just this year.
No, I know, but
he
I'm saying...
Drafted about 3 or 4 years ago.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
so I don't know.
That man is single-handedly carrying that team up there.
Kawhi did
okay,
that
with
the Raptors.
With Chris Middleton, yes.
Who did Kawhi have? No one. Let's talk about. No, you know what? Everyone's talking about.
Kawhi had Jeremy Lin. What are you talking about,
Carl? Please go kindly kill yourself. All jokes aside, that's not funny, guys. Don't. I apologize. Anyway, so we're looking. Let's look at the stats, okay? Giannis. 27.7, 12.5, 5.9. Okay? So if we add that up, that's 28 plus 12, 40 plus 6, 46. 46 total points. James Harden now, okay? Averaged 36, 6, and 8.
Okay.
Or 7, if you round up.
Okay.
That's 37. That's 36 plus 7, 42, plus 9, plus 8, 50. So 46 compared to 50. Tell me how the hell Giannis deserved MVP over James Harden. Please do.
Yeah, but you're just looking at the stats. You're just looking at the stats.
Okay, let's look at the standings. Okay? Let's see which team had a better Shut up. Let's see which team had a better record. Okay? Bucks Oh, Bucks. Yeah, the Bucks had a better record.
See, Bucks definitely had a better record.
It's because they're in the East. Okay, let's look at the East. Yeah, but look at the East. Other than the Raptors and the 76ers. The Celtics? A broken Celtics, broken by Kyrie Irving? Nothing. Yeah. Pacers? What the hell did they have?
Oladipo got injured. What happened to the Celtics? Nets? What happened to the Celtics?
Pistons?
Japan, can we talk about the Celtics? What happened to them?
Kyrie choked. That's it. End of story.
You think so?
End of story.
You think so?
Okay, now let me finish my point, okay?
Okay, go.
So the Rockets were 53-29, so there was a 7-game difference. But this is who the Rockets had to go against. Warriors, oh, the behemoth. Nuggets, don't know how they're good. Trailblazers, oh, the behemoth. That's them. Jazz, Donovan Mitchell, oh, so good. Thunder, wow, PG-13. And Russell. Spurs, Greg Popovich, oh. Clippers, a budding team, even without Kawhi and PG.
Still made it to top 10, or top 8.
Okay, now compare it to what the East was. Okay, look, there were two teams in the East that were difficult. Raptors, 76ers. Look in the West. There were at least 5 teams that were on par with the Rockets.
Correct.
So, okay, they have the better record. Bucks had the better record. But I think it can be said that the Rockets had a more difficult schedule. Would you agree?
Agreed. The Rockets did have a difficult schedule.
So explain to me how Giannis.
My, I'm wondering why you're comparing the East and West when clearly they all play together, you know?
No. You play more. If you're the East, you play more Eastern
teams.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, yeah, okay, East.
You play more teams in your conference, my dude.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's Carl. The East is... It's still a good conference if you look at it.
No.
Yeah, look at. Take out the Pistons and Magic. Sure, blah, trash. But this Nets. No, Nets. Carl, D'Angelo Russell popped off last season.
Carl,
are you telling me he's not a competitor?
Go. Let me just tell you what in one word I can destroy your goddamn entire argument.
Don't even say it.
In one word. In one word.
I don't want to hear you say it.
Knicks.
I know you were gonna
Knicks
say it.
The Knicks are on the
I
East. Know you the were Knicks. Say it. God damn. Sorry, Knicks. Ass Knicks.
Can I scream? Yeah. I really want to scream.
Go ahead.
The Knicks are in the Eastern Conference.
I know you were
gonna
say it.
The Knicks.
Okay.
The Knicks.
What about the Cavs?
Jonathan.
They were on.
I gotta admit. 17-65. They said. But the Knicks, let's talk about the Knicks, Carl. Because the Knicks, and somehow...
I feel bad for the Knicks.
In the most beautiful and intriguing summer offseason of all time in the NBA, one could say, the Knicks came up empty. And you know who the Knicks came up with, Carl? The Knicks came up with Julius Randle. They came up... The New York Knicks came up with Taj Gibson. The New York Knicks came up with.
Don't stop with the Knicks. The Knicks are trash. They're irrelevant.
The Knicks came up
They're
with.
They're about
who else
to
did they?
Sell
let's
that
see.
Organization.
Let's see. Let's see.
You
who
know what? Let's sell
New York
that organization to, I don't know, Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Knicks sounds better than New York Knicks. Sorry,
let's
Stephen
see who
A.
the New York Knicks picked up in free agency. Okay, let's see who else. The Knicks got Reggie Bullock.
Reggie Bullock?
They got...
We had him last season.
The Knicks got Julius Randle. They got Diet Zion. The Knicks got Diet Zion. And you want to say?
Don't forget RJ.
And you
want to
say that the
don't
big,
forget
that
RJ
the Bucks,
Barrett.
No, we're talking about this season.
Oh, this. Okay.
They just got worse. They got better. I guess with Julius Randle and whoever they signed, but not really. Carl.
Yes.
The Knicks not only didn't get Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, they didn't get a good... They got the third pick, but they didn't get ultimately what they wanted. Zion, the first pick. They went 17. They tanked. Carl,
The Knicks tanked
for what they thought would be a Zion, which would bring Kevin Durant, which would bring Kyrie Irving.
Nope.
And nope, so nope, they nope. tanked. And look, they got RJ Barrett, who's shooting 7 of 33 from the field in the summer league. I don't that that's
okay. A summer league ago. Is irrelevant though. No one.
Yes, yes. No, so, no. Let's admit, I agree. Is irrelevant. I agree. I think the pundits that are saying RJ Barrett, they need to calm down, right?
Because
people it's just need to summer remember. League. People need to remember. Stephen Curry had a terrible summer league.
Yes,
I heard. And of more Trae recently, Young. Trae Young. Trae had Young. Do you know his stats though? I just know that apparently he did terrible.
Yeah,
I don't know what his stats were.
Because I remember watching some of the highlights from last year's summer league, and he was shooting air balls for the first few.
So yeah, games. I think RJ Barrett would be fine.
So I think it takes a while for the rookies to get comfortable. Not to mention they're not playing with their top players on the team. You know, the top players on the team will bring out the best out of them. It's all right. It's all right. The Heat will come back.
They could have got Russell Westbrook. They could have got Kevin Durant. They could have got Kyrie Irving. They could have got Kawhi Leonard. Probably not really.
They could have got. You know who they should have signed?
They could have got Anthony Davis.
They could have.
How did they not get anyone?
You know who they should have signed? Stephen A. Smith.
How did they not get anyone? And Jonathan, I gotta admit. I've waited 50 years! And who do they want? Who do they want to sign? They want to sign Julius Randle. They want to sign Reggie Bullock. They want to sign Taj Gibson, Jonathan. Jonathan! I gotta admit! Don't talk to me! Don't talk to me today, Jonathan!
That's a pretty spot on Stephen A.
Thank you. I work at it. I work at it on a daily basis.
It's like he's actually here in the studio.
Thank you. So
we'd like to shout out one of our listeners, Bad Daddy. I know you you're listening out there.
Is he?
No, absolutely okay. Not. All right. But well, he did say the new Ed Sheeran album is weird. So we're gonna jump into that later on.
No, we're not, because that.
Okay, I guess not.
Made me angry. I mean, but then again, Bad Daddy is a. What is he, Carl? He's a Chance the Rapper fan. He's a fan. He's a fan of a Chicago boy that wants to name his album spelled OWBUM. He's literally a bum. Chance is a bum. Carl, what do you think? Tell me your thoughts
about Chance. I think he's cool. I think his sound has definitely changed since Acid Rap. I prefer his old music better than his new one. Although Coloring Book was a pretty good album, I ain't gonna lie. No cap, Coloring Book was really good. He blew up. And I think that Bad Daddy is just, you know, he's one of those clout chasers.
Bad Daddy just said, dude, he can't sing.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh my.
Okay. All right.
Oh my.
You're. What's going on here? You're saying Ed Sheeran can't sing?
He said Ed Sheeran sucks.
It's a dude, horrible. He can't hell sing. No.
Ed Sheeran is a horrible okay. singer.
You're a hater.
Oh my god.
All right, let me hear you sing. Let me hear you sing, big boy.
He said, and I quote, "You can tell he's a redneck boy." Does he not know that Ed Sheeran is from Britain? Does he think Ed Sheeran is from Tennessee?
Does he think he's from South Carolina?
Does he think Ed Sheeran is
from Alabama? Florida?
Is a sister fucker?
No!
Is that what he thinks?
No! He is not!
What's going on? This man is disgusting.
Wow. He's really saying her. Okay, no. This.
No, it does suck, though. If you gotta listen to it, it sucks.
Oh, wait, which one? Which one is it? Oh, I thought he was talking about Best Part of Me, because I like Best Part of Me.
Oh, no, Best Part of Me is good.
That was good. That was a banger.
They
actually, right
there. They need to remove Yiba, in my opinion. No offense.
Yiba? Yiba?
Yeah. I don't like her part in that. I just wish it was full Ed.
Oh, really? Okay. Because I think. So, he released the album already, correct?
Yes, the album was
fully released
2 hours ago, I believe, for us here in Atlanta at midnight.
All right, because This man, he doesn't know the greatness of Ed Sheeran. Are you serious?
Yeah, he's disgusting. He's just...
I'm sorry, I can't agree with you if your favorite artist is Chance. What?
And he thinks this man thinks a dude who can whack or who can do the water bottle challenge with his big balls is funny. Or did you send that? Who sent that? Did he send that?
I think he sent it. He sent it.
I mean, come on. Why are we arguing with this man?
I don't know.
With this boy.
With He's this just toddler, a boy.
With this infant. Why are we arguing with this infant? You know?
Like, Ed Sheeran is for the more refined, you know, taste in music.
Although I must say, and it pains me to say this.
It's Blow. Blow was...
Oh, no. See, I think you have to have an acquired taste for Blow.
Really?
Okay. I can... When I feel white and I feel, like, rocking out, I can listen to Blow.
Okay.
When I want to do that, whatever the rock sign with the two fingers. But I took a quick listen, and I think the issue is that he's better of a solo. Or he should have just done a whole album with Ed Sheeran. I mean, with Biebs.
Ooh, that would have been good.
Because they mesh good. They mesh well.
You're right. Some of the artists is like, I don't know.
It just doesn't fit.
It doesn't.
Although I must say, I really like Antisocial. The song with Travis Scott is a banger. Although I do think it would have just been better if it was just a Travis song. It's a banger.
I'm glad this is just a collaboration album and not his actual one.
Yeah, so he's gonna if it flops, he can just say,
yeah, it's nothing. It's just like
it's a throwaway collection of songs.
Something he wanted to do.
It's just for fun.
He did it.
Yeah. So
exactly.
That's the good part.
Well, what's his next album gonna be? Subtract? It has to be Subtract.
If he goes along with that,
Well, I think he will.
Can you believe it's been 3 years since Divide has been out?
You're joking.
Divide came out in 2016.
No.
November. No. No. Okay. Maybe 2 years. I think it came out in 2017.
Wow. I remember. I feel like it was just yesterday. You and I were just listening to Perfect.
It's definitely not. Whew. It's definitely been more.
Wow.
Okay. So Divide, which was Ed Sheeran's latest album, not counting number six collaborations, was released on March 3, 2017. So it's eclipsing 2.5 years.
2.5 years already?
It's been 2.5 years. You could say time flies when you're having fun, right, Carl?
You're right. Time does fly. Time does fly when you're having fun. Wow, 2.5 years. Jesus.
You know what? I'm getting really annoyed with this bad daddy individual. You know what? Maybe he should just go listen to Groceries by Chance. Have you heard that song?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's disgusting. No, it's disgusting. Carl, it's disgusting. It's heinous.
Yeah.
Can you get me one? Is it cold?
No.
Do you want it's, one? Yes, it's a disgusting song, Carl. How does it go? I can't even remember how it goes because of how disgusting it is.
I don't know. Something.
Get your groceries. Album. I'm a bum.
Let me get your water. I'll be right back.
Thank you. Okay. As Carl gets me some water, I'm gonna have a sweet and soft talk with you all, with how you can give me a kiss. How you can show me that the world is yours, okay? And what we're going to talk about here is how can you motivate yourself if no one is there to motivate you, right? How can you tell yourself, I'm going to get through the day when there's no one there for you? Well, you just pick yourself up. That's right. You just pick yourself up and... You hide away all your inhibitions. You hide away anything else that makes you feel indifferent. And you say, to this I cheer. To this I spread my love. And with that being said, it's just sometimes you need to take a break, you know, or do something else because maybe that's what you just need to break. Motivation. And that's what you need to do. So, but yeah, I think the collaborations, some of them don't really mesh. I would say the three best are the one with, of course, the Biebs, Travis Scott, and Khalid. I think those are the three best. The one with Young Thug kind of fits, but the one with Eminem and 50 Cent is just kind of a waste. But I mean, it is what it is, you know. In totality, I think music as a whole sucks, but that's only because I can't continue to listen to things and think that they're okay. It's just not in my blood. I just get tired of music, and so that's why I listen to podcasts. That's probably why you guys listen to podcasts, right? Because you can't fathom with music. Music gets repetitive, it gets a bit boring, if you ask. And with podcasts, it doesn't get boring because it's always something new. Or at least the ideas are new, the strategies are new, the content is new. And so I think that's the great thing about podcasts. And so we're going to take a break for now. But it's a good thing to ponder about, right? Okay, so what do you think of the statement that I heard? This man said, The past 10 years, Eminem has been making music solely for guidance counselors.
What the fuck? What? What?
He makes uplifting, motivational songs like, I'm not afraid
to take a stand.
See? And I was like, wow, this guy might be right. That's Eminem true. Might just be making songs for guidance counselors and motivational people. It's like...
You're right.
Did you say Eminem was in his prime before 2005?
During
8 Mile, during Lose Yourself.
That's when he was his prime.
During Encore, during the Marshall Mathers. Although the Marshall Mathers LP2, that was good too, but I think the original was better.
I liked
did you
some
ever,
of the songs.
Did you ever hear the Stan song? The...
I don't think so, actually. I don't think I've heard that one.
That song's good. And ooh. Snap that. Slap that.
Oh, yeah,
the Akon song.
Right,
and then
that.
And then, of course,
Shake That. You never listen to Shake That?
What's Shake That? Shake That is the one that was.
No, it's. No, you're thinking of Smack That.
What's Shake That?
Shake That Ass for Me. Shake That Ass for Me. Come on, girl.
I don't think that's Eminem.
It is. I 100%
Well, no, but another good song was the. Oh, what's that song? Not Mockingbird, although that was good.
Oh, what about Monster with Rihanna? That one was good.
Yeah, it was good, but it was so overplayed.
Yeah, it was.
No, the song is, it was the song he was saying, what is that song? The song, it goes, You're Gonna Miss Me. Hold on. I need to look it up. It's irritating me.
Oh, you're gonna. I think I have a feeling of what you're talking about.
It's the song that's like. Oh, is this cold? Oh, wow. Yes.
Or what about Slim Shady? Or My Name?
Oh yeah, Slim Shady. Oh, My Name Is.
Hi,
my name is. See,
what?
Banger. Without Me. Without Me. With the life would be so empty without me. That song was a banger. See? 2002, 2003, Eminem was, I think that was his prime. But look, let's look at the songs that he's made recently though. With like Not Afraid, Spaceship, Beautiful.
See, role model. That's old.
A lot of his songs, you could say this is for guidance counselors. This is survival. They're all songs for people who need to help other people, who need motivation, who need that courage.
Who said that?
It was, I don't know. I was watching a Hasan Minhaj video, and he had a guest, and he said,
"Wait, Zane." Oh,
no, not Zane.
Oh, I was
No. It was some, I think DJ, a radio host or something. And he was like, Hasan said, oh, so I've heard Eminem fans have been going after you. And he said, yeah, man, I just said Eminem, for the past 10 years, Eminem has made music for guidance counselors, for people who need to help other people through their struggles and with motivation. And that's what he said.
That's pretty smart.
And I said, at first I didn't get it, but then he said, I'm not afraid. And then I understood his viewpoint.
I believe it.
But anyways, let's take another pause. Remember, this is the best podcast in the world.
And if you're enjoying our podcast, please feel free to donate. It helps us out, give you a better content, and only if you can. We're not saying you have to, but we would really appreciate it.
Now we're back in.
What?
What's a? I want to name this segment relationships something, but it also has to be an R. So what's a good relationships? What?
Rendering.
No.
Relationships remorse.
No, that's good though. Something more abstract. Relationships.
Representing.
Relationships rendezvous.
Okay, I can fuck with it.
That's too long though. Let's just say relationships corner. Welcome to relationships corner.
Woohoo!
All right, so the first topic, and this is all you, Carl. I want to know your perspective about this. So this girlfriend has a boyfriend that apparently when he's drunk, he's sending their sex tapes, their sex videos to other people. And in this case, he sent, while drunk, a video of him and his current girlfriend having sex to his ex.
What the fuck?
What do you think about that?
That's just a slap in the face.
Could you say that's a bit kinky?
Does he get off on that?
No, he's drunk.
Oh.
He's drunk. So apparently when he's drunk, he just sends their sex videos to random people, I guess.
Random people? I thought it was his exes.
No, it was his ex, but a lot of people are commenting, what you have here is a boyfriend that likes to send, when drunk, sex videos to random people.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Should she stay or should she go?
Oh, it's definitely up to her if she doesn't care about her goodies.
She should stay if she wants to be a future porn star.
True. There you go.
You could say it's a portfolio.
That premium Snapchat account.
You could say it's a resume of some sort. If she wanted to pursue it,
you'd be like,
porn.
Oh, yeah, you know. I started my premium way before with my boyfriend. That's true. She can.
Hold on. What's a friend wants to bring his girlfriend to a bachelorette party?
A friend
Isn't that normal?
No, that's not normal.
No, the friend is a. Why would a male friend be having a bachelorette party? Isn't a bachelorette party?
Oh, let me see.
Isn't a bachelorette
wants
party
to
the
bring
girls?
His girlfriend 22? That's.
A bachelorette party
that's
is
true.
For the girl, right?
Yeah, you're thinking of a bachelor party.
No. This guy.
No, I know. That's what
I'm
saying,
though. I think this guy typed it wrong.
Yeah, it should be bachelor's part. Like a bachelor party. I mean, married and my fiance Julian.
Yeah, they're weird. That's weird.
Yep, that's a big no-no.
Ooh, how do you break the news to your girlfriend that you were filmed having sex without consent?
Oh, that's a big one.
It's getting kinky. So Carl, we're having sex, you and me, and unbeknownst to you, I've been recording our endeavors, our encounters per se.
Well,
how do I say that to you?
It depends on are you distributing it or is it just for your collection? Oh.
My girlfriend Jenny and I.
Oh. Spicy.
Oh, no. They were recorded having sex without any of their consent. Wait, what?
So a third party was in there recording?
Okay. Too long, didn't read. Friends recorded my girlfriend and I having sex. I know about it and I'm currently handling it. But I don't know how to tell my girlfriend.
Oh, just tell her straight up. It's not even your fault.
Yeah, it's not. Well, let's see how it even happened. So a bunch of close friends spent the week of July 4th in Vegas. Wow, that's very far from us.
That's really far.
Yeah, that's really far.
I heard Vegas is fun, though.
We can't relate.
I heard Vegas is like, whoa.
I heard it's bad with all the gambling. That's why, you know what? You know, your boys, we love it down here in Atlanta.
True.
No gambling. And you know what there is? peaches, and asses.
We love big, them peaches.
We love them peaches.
Big plump peaches.
If you know what we're talking about. Although it is getting harder out here with all the abortion laws, but we digress. That's for another weekend. Anyways, they all got their rooms, and he gave his key to a friend. And then, so apparently, his friends thought it would be funny if they hide in their room to scare us, but they didn't expect the girlfriend to come. And so they hid in the closet and recorded the whole fucking thing.
That's so fucked up.
I think he needs to let go of his friends.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you were fucking girl number one in a hotel and I was in the hotel closet recording? How would you?
That seems so.
Would we still be cool? Would we be Eskimo brothers?
I don't know if we'd be cool. You better be hopping in. Don't just record. You better hop the fuck in.
Wow.
If you're hopping in, we cool. But if you're recording.
Wow, and would it be cool if I was recording you without your consent?
I don't think I would be. That's
really Carl.
That's kind of fucked up.
Really, Carl?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's you.
We're closer than that.
We are close, but like, at least tell me, because I'll for sure let you record. You just have to tell me.
But isn't the thought of not knowing kind of hot?
It is low key. Because then you get to
because you don't because it's the real you. Because if you because if you know it might affect your performance and the your psychology of it. You know.
True. You might want to be like, oh, because
you might perform harder.
Let me try harder.
Yeah. You know? And in return, you might come too fast. Anyway, so the friend came clean once they came home.
Okay, so why didn't the friend just delete it?
He was incredibly pissed off at the beginning, and his other friend thought it was hilarious.
What the hell? His other friend thought it was hilarious?
Yeah, his other friend thought it. So apparently that friend doesn't... They don't like the girl.
We already know.
The
okay,
friend who thought it was
sense.
Hilarious
that
didn't like the girl.
Now. That makes sense. But so. We already know he's gonna be jerking off that shit. You already know.
Oh, you already know.
You already know.
Unless Jenny is not...
Yeah.
Although that is mean, but we gotta be honest here. You know, we only tell the truth on this podcast. No fake news here. The only fake news in this podcast... Is nothing. Nope. We only tell the truth.
We 100.
CNN?
Here.
Huh? Who's that?
Who?
Fox News?
What?
Who's that? Not us. So he cut ties with the thought with the one with the asshole who thought it was funny.
And all right, that, like the that's good. That's good. I like that. But I mean, that's so fucked up. So, why doesn't he just tell the girl, though? It's not even his fault, to be honest.
Okay, edit. I told Jenny tonight she was justifiably upset with Matt and Lucas. Okay, Lucas was the one who told him Matt was the asshole who laughed.
Okay.
But she asked me if I was okay. After reading her comments, I felt like shit for not telling her immediately. And one of her first responses is to see how I was holding. I think he's got a keeper in jail.
Dude, that's a keeper.
He's got a keeper.
That's a keeper right there.
She didn't get mad.
That's a keeper.
And her first thought was, is my boyfriend okay? I think that's a keeper.
That's a keeper.
She's not selfish. I think that confirms that she's not selfish.
Dude. Wow. That girl, to be honest. Like.
Too nice?
She's really nice. Why did it,
yeah.
I don't get it. Why didn't he just tell her up front? Like,
would you? Because, I mean, what's your reaction? What would you think if you had a girl and... And this happened, and you had to tell her. What do you? Because I would assume she'd be pissed.
Oh yeah, me too.
At why did you tell
dude,
me
I
when you knew? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Why didn't you tell me right away?
But she didn't do that. She said,
"Are you okay?
Are you okay, babe?"
Dude, this
that's
girl
a keeper.
Is nice.
That
she,
just
she's
might
a
be
fucking
a,
keeper.
This might be a wifer. You might need
boy,
to.
Boy, you better wipe that. You better wipe
sir,
that
you might,
shit up,
sir. You might need to wife Jenny up.
Jenny ain't playing no games.
Ain't playing no games.
She
oh,
ready.
So the,
she
okay,
ready.
Here it is. We decided to get the police involved.
Wow.
Wow.
Man.
We'll try to get in touch
to the police. What
we'll
the
try
fuck?
To get in touch with Vegas
that
PD.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So they're trying to get the Vegas Police Department in it. Things are heating up. Literally.
Do you think they already resolved it?
The Matt character has issues. I think we can confirm that.
Yeah, Matt definitely.
Because
you're fucked up, man.
If he is still laughing at the fact of the matter, even when the friend told him that he would get police involved, and he would still laugh at that, I think that would mean he's insane. That he is a sex offender, right? Like I would understand if he was laughing just because, you know, the thought of it. Okay, yeah, But I mean, if your friend threatens with police, I don't think it's laughing anymore. I think that's when it becomes serious. Oh, my friend didn't like this. I should stop laughing.
That's true.
Right.
You need to know the boundaries. You know, there are boundaries and limits to what you should be doing with your friend. I mean, like, that wise, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I think Matt is just... I think he's a... He might be a rapist.
That...
He has... I would say these are the tendencies and characteristics of a rapist, yep, slash sex offender, yep, slash pedophile, slash sex trafficker.
That's true.
This is basically sex trafficking
in a sense.
In a form.
Yeah.
Digitally. If he were to distribute
digital
it.
Digital sex trafficking. You think he did distribute it?
No.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... I'm pretty sure that's against the law. Recording.
That is.
Sex again.
That is. Without,
like,
without
permission. I already think just being in the private setting, right, is illegal.
Yeah.
I don't think much. You can. I don't no, think
just,
you can record
just in
people
general,
private.
You can't.
No, really. You can record people in public.
Public, yeah, but privately, you need their consent. You need some form of consent. Which clearly Matt didn't have.
Jenny also said we should both get some counseling.
That makes sense. I mean, if you're...
She reminded me that scarred. We were both violated. She just... This Jenny seems like a really wifer.
She does.
She cares about the both of them.
What's the age difference? Like 4 years, right?
4 years.
27, 23.
Yeah,
wow.
27, 23.
Boy, Jenny seems wiser than you.
And the wisdom of this 23-year-old is...
Astonishing.
Astonishing.
All right, you better wife her up because Jenny's a keeper, man.
And so the original the OP realized that he did get some hate comments because it seems like some of the commenters thought he was picking his friends over Jenny, and that they cared about Jenny's well-being.
No, obviously you have to pick Jenny's well-being because your friends were just being dickheads. Like they're
so what can we learn from this? Carl, is it cool to record your friends having sex without them knowing?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I think that's it.
You need consent.
And if you get into a conflict with your girlfriend and the first thing she cares about is you, I think
you wife her up right away. You wife the shit up out of her.
Even if she's a one, you gotta wife that up.
Yeah.
Maybe divorce in like 5 years. When the love gets tough and you don't feel it anymore, but you gotta wife her up initially.
Exactly. Like, she puts your well-being above hers. Like, come on, really?
That's so hard to find these days.
Could that
be toxic in a way? Because what if he leaves her?
Oh, and then she becomes batshit crazy?
Not crazy, but just...
Obsessive.
Because then, what do you think of a relationship, Carl, where someone depends on the other so much that when they separate...
Codependency.
Maybe, but that the moment they separate... Or, no. The one who doesn't love them, the other, as much, can't bring it to themselves to break up because they don't want to hurt the other person's feelings. Do you think that's a thing?
Is it because, like, they're scared they're going to do something weird? Like,
no, they don't want to hurt the person. Do you think that's a thing, or am I...
I think that is a thing, but eventually it's unavoidable, you know?
They will eventually break up, you think?
Yeah. But, I mean, there has to be a reason as to why Matt doesn't like her, right? Maybe it's because she is a cousin, you know?
Maybe Matt is just an asshole.
Or, yeah, maybe he's jealous.
Maybe Matt is just ugly.
Fuck you, Matt. You're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of
bro,
shit,
what,
Matt.
What
you're
the
kind
fuck?
Of a piece of shit.
Bro, what the fuck? you're not kind of. You are a piece of shit. They have to be like white people, right? This sounds like...
They could be Asians.
They could be, actually. This actually sounds like something an Asian person would do.
Definitely not black.
Yeah, you're right.
And we're black, so we can talk about
this. You're right. We would have just jumped in. Be like, hey, homie. Just kidding.
You're from the ATL.
ATL, baby.
Don't ever forget about it.
Usher.
Usher, baby. Okay, how about this one? Let's not even read this, okay? Let's just read the... Let me just... No, don't look. I'll read it out.
Okay,
just listen to this title. My girlfriend, 30 years old, told me that the way I, 37 years old, interact with our newborn isn't adequately cuddly, and I'm going to make him autistic.
What? Hold on.
What? How does not holding a baby cuddly make him autistic, Carl?
I don't think that's not even possible. Autism is in your genes. It's in your DNA.
Does this woman think autism is an environmental, physically
induced
character trait?
What?
Do they think you get autism from physical altercation?
How are you a parent and you think that?
She's 30.
Oh my god.
She's 30 and she thinks
autism comes
from the way a baby is handled.
Whatever school you went to, I need you to go back there and get a refund because
whatever ganja she's smoking.
They clearly did not.
I think we need some of that.
Yeah, whatever you smoking, you better pass that on. You dig? You better share what you got.
I've never heard of that. Are people really that dumb?
Do people really think the way you hold the baby
is
what determines autism? Maybe this girl is autistic.
Can we read the comments? Let's read the comments.
Well, let's read the TLDR. Okay, the TLDR is girlfriend accused me being too distant with newborn because I don't baby talk enough and that it will give him autism.
No,
if anything,
that helps the baby, because you're not training to be a baby, you know?
I think this woman is crazy.
Oh, gosh.
I think this woman does not realize that
a baby.
I think, I don't know much about autism, but I'm pretty sure.
But it's not environmental, though. It's not like a disease you can catch.
I'm pretty sure autism, you can't notice it until they're in school, right? That's when the parents notice that a child has autism, I would expect, is when they're in pre-K or in kindergarten, right?
You can do it. You can notice before pre-K, actually. Depending. There are a lot of signs.
But it's not. It's genes, right?
Yeah, it's genetic.
It's not. It's not. If I don't talk to my baby it's going to become autistic.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Maybe your child will be a little like socially inept. No, not inept. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, they won't do as well in social situations, but it doesn't mean they're autistic.
She also said she was not accusing me of not loving him, but rather criticizing the way I interact with him and that I should be less cold.
That might bring up some emotional distress eventually.
To the baby?
Yeah, to the baby. You know, like, they feel a little neglected. But, I mean, that has nothing to do with autism. What?
Yeah, so the man told his sister, and that the sister says that he is in an abusive relationship with the spouse, and the spouse, so the girlfriend, is just being mean and probably wants to start this as a form of, like, break. Perhaps the girl said this because she is not happy in the relationship anymore. How would you say about that?
Oh, then that's a him problem. That's a him problem right there.
No, it's a girl problem. It's the girl's problem. No, the sister is saying that perhaps the sister is saying this because the sister doesn't want to be in the relationship anymore, but she doesn't want to be direct about it.
Oh, so she's kind of like tiptoeing around it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to indirectly say, I don't want to be with you anymore.
That makes sense.
And so the top comment is, I'm no doctor, but I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
you are correct, Sergeant Waffle Sound.
Sergeant Waffle Sound.
You are correct.
You're not a doctor.
You may not be a doctor, but you are correct, sir. That is not how autism works.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got her. And then JNNY4 says, make sure your child gets vaccinated. Let's talk about, okay, so let's end the podcast with this. What do you think of vaccination? What do you think of anti-vaxxers? What do you think of the movement
Honestly, I think you should get a vaccination. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, but do you have an issue with parents that are anti-vaxxers that don't want to get?
A little bit, but at the same time, hey, it's your child. You do what you want.
See, a lot of people, but the reason a lot of people are mad at anti-vaxxers is because I think they have a underlying belief that, have you heard about the measles breakout?
Yes.
Like in Portland or wherever? They think that it's because of the anti-vaxxers. That it may be because people haven't been vaccinating. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. So maybe it might be because people aren't vaccinating their children. But I mean,
that makes sense too. Because You're supposed to get the vaccination.
Do you get why anti-vaxxers don't? Is it an expense thing?
It might be an expense thing, but like, there's no harm in giving it to your child. Like, if anything, it just benefits them.
Do you know what a vaccination is?
Yeah, it's a little bit of the virus that's injected into your
system. So maybe anti-vaxxers believe that somehow a small dose could start something.
You're more susceptible to it.
It could start the disease that they never... What?
You're big. Oh,
No, it's this. It's my balls.
Oh, shit.
No, it's my balls.
All right, y'all, what were you saying?
Yeah, it's my balls. Yeah, no, so maybe they have a belief that their kids... It's like drugs. Why would I give my kid... It's like... I think this is how they view it. They think that the vaccination is a small dose of weed. They give their child the small dose of weed, they may get addicted or they may get the disease. So why even offer them weed when they could just not, they could just, or not weed, because we believe that weed and alcohol are throwaways, although I do think alcohol is worse. But let's do something worse. Heroin. Why would you give your little boy a small dose of heroin or cocaine when you could just not do it? I think that's how they view it.
That's their mentality?
Their mentality is, if I don't introduce them to it, they probably won't
get it. Yeah, but see, there's another flaw in that. You have someone else that would introduce heroin to them. In this case, the measles outbreak, they would still get it, right?
But how would but you're saying, well, here's my question. Are vaccinations 100%?
I think so.
Protective? They never fail?
Unless somehow it has built a resistance to the vaccine.
Because, I mean, I'm not going to... Jonathan! I'm not going to lie to you, Jonathan! But I've gotten the flu shot, Jonathan! And a week later, I'm with the flu! I got the flu. A week later, I got the flu. Makes me question Walgreens.
True.
Did the shot you gave me even work? Has that happened to you? It happened to me this past season.
Actually?
I got the flu shot in December, and then I got the flu in January. I was like...
What the fuck? Why did I even get the shot? See, you know? Maybe that's why, too. Some people think that it doesn't prevent...
It'll still happen,
you know? It just makes it more manageable.
But for you personally, if you were to ever have kids, would you be an anti-vaxxer?
Yeah. I mean, no, I would I'm 100% for vaccinations. Because, like, there's a reason they make it, you know? Like, to help prevent it.
See, I have this...
But then you think, it's like, is it more for the money? Is it the corporations? Is it the man?
I don't know about you... But everything in my personal experience, Carl, has led me to believe that pharmacies, doctors are very hard to trust.
They are, because they're very business facing now, you know?
It's like, do they care about the patient or do they care about the pharmacy? Because think of it, do doctors get their money from patients or do they get them from the insurance companies that get them from the pharmacies?
Insurance companies.
Who's Where does their heart lie? Where does it truly lie?
Because let's face it, most people want to be doctors these days just because they make really good money, right? Mm-hmm. Not really to just help people.
When do you meet a doctor that says, "Oh yeah, I became a doctor because I want to save people's lives"?
Maybe that's a lot of people.
Carl, I want to become a doctor because I watched Grey's Anatomy the entire 9,000 seasons, and I want to help save some lives.
It's a beautiful day to save some lives.
It's a beautiful day to save some lives in Grace Point. What's it called? What's the
Seattle?
No, what's the hospital called? Grace something, right?
I think so.
Grace Hospital?
Grace Hope?
Something? Grace Hope, yeah.
Some shit like that.
Well, Carl, let's end the podcast. I'm going to give you what I think. I think I want to meet someone else who is also an anti-vaxxer so that I don't have to pay all 18 years of child support.
You really want to meet someone like that?
Yes. Do you get it? Do you get the joke? So that I wouldn't have to pay child support because the child would be dead because we didn't vaccinate the child. That's the joke.
That was a really dark joke. But you know, we there's no filter here on this podcast, right?
No, there is not. And no, let's end it. Let's end it with who is our favorite? Because why do you keep looking down there?
I can't help it. Stop. It's a giant bulge. Like, damn, so you really packing out here.
So me and Carl have recently found out this white kid, David Dobrik. And so we're gonna talk about who our favorite character is and why. So I'll start. And after heavy consideration, I think I would have to change it to Jason. Because he's old and he's funny and he will just do anything for the pod. For the vlog. He would do anything for the vlog. And he's hilarious. He's just naturally hilarious. Who's your favorite?
Honestly, he doesn't get enough screen time, but I really
don't say it. Who are you gonna say?
I was going to say Matt King.
Matt.
I think he's so underrated.
Is that the nerdy one?
Yeah.
Dude with the very pale.
Yeah, with the blonde hair.
Isn't he a red? I thought he was a red.
No. He doesn't. I feel like he's so underrated.
Let me see if we're talking about the same person.
Matt King is underrated. I feel like he should get more screen time. But then again, I also feel like he doesn't do much, you know?
I mean, he's good. But he can be annoying at times.
Yeah, a little bit. He can be that cringy, annoying. I can see why people say that.
He can be that friend who you knew in middle school would always just eat hot Cheetos and look at his fingers and see like, ooh, look how orange my fingers are. Let me lick it.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah. He's a Cheeto eater. You just look at him and you know he eats Cheetos so when he was a kid.
After him, I really like Zane. Zane's so stupid.
I can't.
Really?
I think Zane is the most overrated character.
Wow.
He's not hot.
He's not, but he's funny. Exactly.
He's an alcoholic.
He just does whatever he wants.
He's quite frankly not funny. Jeff is funnier.
Jeff is funny.
Jeff
he's just
has
so
that
nonchalant.
Deadpan. Jeff just, he has, just you like, won't oh, understand okay. him unless you understand Aubrey Plaza.
Or The Office.
No, he's not anyone like
oh, really?
The Office.
Who's no, he, like, no, just the general tone of The Office, you know? It's kind of like dry humor.
No. Really? The Office is cringy humor.
It's dry humor.
It's cringy humor.
It's dry.
It's cringy.
Dry.
Maybe before they added Andy Bernard, Nardog, he's not dry. He is cringy. Nardog? Come on, Carl. You guys may be asking, why are we two black individuals watching The Office? Well,
because it's a great show.
We have style.
We have
style.
Taste.
And we are at 70 minutes. This is way too long, so we will be signing out. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you guys for listening.
Please feel free to donate if you can. And if you not, can. Just subscribe.
Just at least listen.
On Spotify.
Give us a listen.
Or whatever you listen to.
Have a good night.